Kumbaya, my Lord, Kumba. That's a foreign language, but it's correct. Kumbaya, my Lord, Kumbaya. Oh Lord, Kumbaya. That Kumbaya is come by here also. So we'll sing it before we now continue with this. Kumbaya, my Lord, Kumbaya. Kumbaya, my Lord, Kumbaya. Kumbaya, my Lord, Kumbaya. Come by, my Lord, come by. Come by, my Lord, come by. Come by, my Lord, come by. Speak to me, speak to me, my Lord, speak to me. Speak to me, my Lord, speak to me. Speak to me, my Lord, speak to me. Listening, Lord. I am listening, Lord. Come by. I am listening, Lord. Come by. I am listening, Lord. Come by. Let's open our scriptures again to our normal readings, Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12 to 14. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou called down to the ground with this weakened the nations? For thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 1 to 4. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as at the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition.
ọjọ́ náà yóò dé kó ṣe pé ìyàpá bá kọ́ dé kí a sì fi ẹni ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ ni hàn ti ṣe ọmọ ìgbéyé.
Who opposed and exalted himself above all that is called God or that is worship, so that he, as God, seated in the temple of God, showed himself that he is God. What kind of Heavenly Father, we pray you bless your word to our hearts. Make it to live in us. Help us, Lord, that will be your true representative. Let it be, Father. While your work goes on, Satan, the devil, your enemy, our enemy, we know he goes about like a roaring lion, seeking him he may devour. In whichever way he has planned to cheat any of us or to block your blessing from reaching us, may you fight for us, Lord. That his cancer will be turned to emptiness. And the blessing will be ours, your children, and all glory will be yours, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Can please be seated. We are still on this sermon of the revelation of the man of sin. And we are moving close to the end. Last week, I ended with a paraphrase of Revelation 17. But we have to go a little detail about it today. For better understanding. Because this one has to do with the ending of this subject. So this place, we must get it clear. And as I said, up to now, I've not gotten any question on the subject. And I've also said that since we are recording, you can always go back to replay it so that you can see the references that we refer to and read it yourself. So if I make a mistake, you will pick out the mistake. Maybe slip of tongue or whatsoever. You can be able to straighten it. God bless you. When the prophet preached a sermon that he titled, Why Are We Not a Denomination? It's actually inside of that sermon he dealt well with this Revelation 17. And we'll pick some of the major things pertaining to this there. It's a lengthy sermon, but there are a lot of things inside that sermon, but we are not going to all the details. So this Revelation 17 that speaks about the whore and the harlot daughters. You've got to just follow me closely as much as we can. Now, the prophet told us, if you read verse 1 of it, Revelation 17, he said, and there came one of the seven angels, which had the seven veils, and talked with me, saying, and unto me, come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters. Well, even this judgment that is talking about itself was more spoken about in chapter 18. Thus, small of it was spoken in this chapter 17. But this chapter 17 majorly have to do with how to know who is this woman. Where is she? Because the book of Revelation, they are all written in symbols. That an ordinary man like me and you can never know what the symbols mean. Yes, it has to take somebody with prophetic insight. It has to be somebody that is ordained of God. And the five must. Yes. We'll have to wear the prophet, like the prophet preached the message. The title came to my head, now it's going away. Don't worry. Yeah, thank you, sir. Trying to do God a service without it being his will. The prophet told us in there about the five must. It is not everybody that is qualified for everything. There is qualification for everything. So, to break into this book of Revelation, if somebody is not ordained to do it, if somebody is not equipped to do it, if it's not God's time to do it, the person will scatter. We scatter the whole thing, mislead people, worsen their condition, and lead them to damnation. It will be a blind leading the blind, and both of them will end up in the ditch. So when you hear a great man in the denomination say you want to teach about the book of Revelation, he's just saying that he wants to make his people happy. He himself does not know what is in the book of Revelation. Even the first chapter, I can't even understand it. That is the simplest. He can't even understand it. But when somebody comes into this message, you know, because we have now become the children of the prophet, and we have been under his tutelage for years, both preachers and laity. Yes, because we listen, we read, we have the materials with us that God has instructed the prophets to study, that we will have need of it, and we are using it. Because God says you have need of something, and the thing is available, and I am not using it, then it is useless for you, or you are not part of the people that it is meant for. Then you know how God do the book of Revelation. Chapter 1, introduction. No, of Christ himself. Revelation of Christ himself. And then, talking about I think the Sunday school just started there now. But I'm just making some one statement on a few of the chapters. Yeah, you have chapter 2 and 3, the church ages. Chapter 4, talking of the rapture. And the 4 and 20 elders. Chapter 5, the bridge. Then you enter into the seals. Chapter 5 to 6. And then you see chapter 7. The 144,000. Then you go to chapter 8, the revelation, that's the opening of the seventh seal. And then from after that, you have the preview of the tribulation, great tribulation, which flow into chapter 9. You get to chapter 10, the message. The opening of the seals. The main work of the seventh angel. You have 11 and 12. You have chapter 11, the two witnesses, Elijah and Moses. You have chapter 12, the woman and woman with dragon trying to kill the son that is born, the woman which was a Jew. You come to chapter 13, the USA inside, chapter 14, you have the message of the angels. The third angel is part of where we are ending this sermon with. And we continue like that to the end of it. We can talk of the summary of the book of Revelation in a single sermon. Just point here, point here, point here, point here. But sometimes we need some details. And that is what we need with this chapter. And then we go to chapter 13. The arrangement of the scripture is in the hand of God. Jesus himself said, I thank thee that you will heed thee from the wise and the prudent, and reveal to babes such as we learn. If we want to follow it serially, it has been scattered. The things that will happen in that place, he will put it here. The one that is here, he will bring it to the back of it. And he's the one that have. It is only the prophet that will now be saying, this will happen first, followed by this, followed by this, followed by this. If you are too proud, you don't want to follow a prophet like that, you'll just be lost. He is the human vessel guide that God has given us in this generation. Our great guide is God. Then he has a prophet he put in this generation as a guide. He spoke under inspiration that I'm directing the bride of Christ. Somebody resented it. God said, repeat what you have just said. He said, I said it first, that there was a resentment. He said, he asked me to repeat it again. Say, I am directing the bride of Christ. So, we are not ashamed to follow him. We are not ashamed to follow him. Where he says, sit down, we sit down. Where he says, stand up, we stand up. He said, do this one, we will not do it. Yes, because that is the person that know the king. That know what the king will like. And he has given to us what the king will like. That when the king will see us, he'll be pleased with us. You want to start another thing? I will show unto thee the judgment of the great order seated upon many waters. Now the prophet said that this woman, as we said last Sunday, he first told us that church represents a woman in the scriptures. Is that settled? Then he said, then this woman is called a great whore. He said, it is the opposite of a virgin. A virgin is also a woman. But a virgin is a clean woman. But a whore is an unclean woman. So if the bride of Christ is a virgin, then this one that is a great whore is not the bride of Christ. It's another woman that is unclean. And the prophet said she was accused of fornication because she's unclean. That she is claiming that God or Christ is her husband. And she's living untrue to the husband. For a woman to be called unclean, it means that the woman is living unclean. The prophet said in paragraph 32, I'm going to just, because this is not the only place we are going today, otherwise the journey is long. Paragraph 32. part of it. Now a woman in the Bible represents church. How many knows that? That we are a bride. The church is a bride. So paragraph 13 says, come here and I will show you the judgment of this woman now. Now there is going to be a judgment spoke upon the great hall. If you go read this sermon yourself, you will see a lot of things the prophet speak about uncleanness. I don't want to go into that, otherwise we will not follow this the talk. But whatever is necessary will come out by God himself. The unclean woman that sits upon many waters. Now the woman symbolizing a church. So this woman, this great whore, what does she symbolize? A church. And water symbolizes people. In other words, John was told to come and look at the judgment of this church, this great church, great unclean church that is controlling many people. For you to see that these people that she is controlling, they are not just in one place. Verse 15 said, and he said unto me, the waters which thou sawest, where the all seated, are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. So these people that this church is controlling is federal nations. Are you following now? God is great. So paragraph 34, he said, now this great church, great woman, now remember she is an infamous woman. An evil woman represents the church. And Christ's church is a bride, a holy bride. Then here is an unholy woman. Then it will have to be an unholy, but pretending to be bride. Then now, what does she do? She sits upon, or to be above, means to have the governing over many waters, which are people now. In other words, she's got power to all the nations and tongues and people. She's a great person. This woman is. Amen. So, verse 1. We are entering to verse 2. He said, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication. Kings of the earth, they have committed fornication. And the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of our fornication. Now, it is not a physical woman. Have that at the back of your mind. It's a spiritual woman. Because she is a church. A great church. And this church is unclean. She was claiming that Christ was her husband. But she is not taking the word of the husband. It's like a man got married to his wife. The wife supposed to receive the seed of the man to bring forth children. But if this woman go to another man to go and be conceived by another man, which means that she has left the, she is unfaithful to the marriage vow, she has gone to take the seed of another man, and the child that will come out of this conception, which type of child will it be? Illegitimate child. Bastards. The prophet spoke about that also in that sermon. Saying the Old Testament, it took 14 generations to point out that sin of adultery or fornication that bring forth a bastard. That for 40 generations. And that is the scripture. They can't enter into the congregation of the children of God. Brother, so that is how bad fornication is. That is how bad unclean living is. 14 generations. 40 times 14. Number of years. All those ones, they will perish. The prophet was asked a question. That a bastard born child, can she go in the rapture? The prophet said, everything is left to the mercy of God. He said, but I cannot see adultery predestinated. I only say what he said, I wash my hand. Now, this woman, this church, the kings of the heart, they committed fornication with her. And this paragraph 35 said, how will you commit, how would a king commit fornications with a church? The prophet said, it's a spiritual fornication. What is fornication? Well, it's like a woman living untrue to her husband. She's living with another man while she has got a husband. And this church has pretended to be the bride of Christ while she's committing fornication with the kings of the world with her unclean living, unclean profession. Prophet said it is deep and it is rich. She's collecting, she's giving out her doctrines to people, to nations, to churches. That is why the scripture put it, or the angel told John like that. In any case, the prophet told us that John here typified the bride of Christ. I see some of you sleeping. I'm not going to busy myself with your sleep. Godspeed. All right. And the Bible says here that the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of our fornication. The prophet said, our wine is what she was giving out. No, what is wine? It stimulates. So the revelation that is false, that is giving stimulation to these people, that is what the scripture is saying here, that the prophet is also talking here. What is inspiring them is the falsehood of this false church. After the prophet went through these scriptures, then he began to ask questions one by one on several doctrines, starting from Godhead, starting from where do you ever see in the scripture that a man can wear hat in church? Like I said, you know, both them and another religion, they are very close alike. Both can't be it. Both bend down. Both wear cap. Both open their eyes in prayer. Both pray for the dead. They are closer together than any other churches. So that very religion is junior Catholic. Right, let's proceed. Now the scripture went further in verse 3. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having 7 heads and 10 horns. This woman, which we now understand is a church, is sitting upon a scarlet colored beast. The prophet told us that scarlet color is royal color. Amen. All right. Paragraph 30 says scarlet in the Bible represents royal. The color scarlet means red, and the beast represents power. This woman is sitting, this church is sitting upon a scarlet colored beast, showing that she is worthy. We still see, as we read the verse 4, we'll see it more. But she was full of names of blasphemy. Now the prophet said that when he went to the emphatic dialogue, he said these names of blasphemy is written correctly, blasphemous names. That's why the prophet preached the sermon, blasphemous names. Not names of blasphemy, but blasphemous names. And the prophet was mentioning some of them. Methodists, Baptists, these, that, all the denominations, they are blasphemous names. Church of Christ. And so on and so forth like that. They are blasphemous names. Now the prophet, if you go to, you can just for reference, just put it down, because I will not read. If you read from blasphemous names, it says paragraph 199 to 221, just for reference. Then maybe I will read the next one because it's short. Why I'm against organized religion, paragraph 183 to 185. The first one, just read it on your own. Blasphemous names, paragraph 199 to 221. Then, this one, why I'm against organized religion, paragraph 183 to 185. If you see, just flash it for us. All right, listen, watch here. Let's close it on something another here. Drive something down tight right at this time. How many has a Greek lexicon? The emphatic dialogue. From the old manuscript, Greek? All right. Read it. Get any scholar that you want to. Get into the... Okay, move front. Okay, hang. That's all right. A little down, please. Okay. Read Revelation 17. And when you read there, the King James Version, which is this that we are reading here, says, and he carried me away in the spirit, and I saw a woman sitting upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of names of blasphemy. Now, that is what King James said. But the original interpretation said, he carried me away in the spirit, and I saw a woman full of blasphemous names. There is a whole lot of difference between names of blasphemy and blasphemous names. Now watch. We all understand and know that that was the Roman church sitting on 7 heads, controlling the powers of the world, and she was called a whore, and she was mother of harlots. What? What is a harlot? Would it be a man? It has to be a woman. So if it's a woman, it has to be a church. She was the mother of harlots, plural. The same as she was, like mother, like daughter, like daughter, like. And look, watch, in her, say, let it soak. In her was blasphemous names. What is it? Now ministers here and on the table, let's hold your peace. What is those blasphemous names? Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, Lutheran, Pentecostals, so forth. Blasphemous names. Because it is organizations. Wardom to God. Just like she was. That's why you find out that the people are proud of the name of their church. So when you are pointing them to a scripture, they will be pointing you to the name of their church. When you say that this is what the word of God said, they will say we are Baptists. What correlation is the word of God with Baptists? It doesn't have any relationship at all. We are talking about the word of God. You are saying we are Baptists. All right, we can leave the rest. It's okay. All right, let's proceed. Emily, paragraph 36. Okay, I think I've read that. Yeah, okay. Let's proceed. Let's proceed. Okay. But still at the end of having 7 heads and 10 horns. Now he says he have 7 heads and 10 horns. Then if we go to verse 7, because he connects together. He say, and the angel said unto me, wherefore did thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carried her, which are the 7 heads and 10 horns. We have already talked about the woman, isn't it? We'll talk more about the beast that carries. Yeah. But these 7 heads and 10 horns, what are they? You go again to verse 8. No, sorry, not verse 8 now. Verse 12. Say, and the 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings. Okay, yeah. 7 heads, let's start from verse 9. And here is a mind which hath wisdom. The 7 heads are 7 mountains on which the woman sitteth. I think we dealt with that last Sunday, isn't it? But we'll review it. The prophet said, in all the world, there are only 2 cities that are sitting on 7 hills. He said, one of them is Cincinnati. He said, but Cincinnati does not have any religion that attached to it. But there is Rome that is setting on 7 hills. So now the angel that was telling John is trying to make him understand who this woman is and where she is located. So where she is located, even though the name of the city was mentioned, but like we said last Sunday, it is not a literal Babylon. Literal Babylon has sunk. It doesn't have any prestige at all in the map. Nothing is happening there again. But that was the beginning of the city of the seat of Satan. We went to it, isn't it? From there to Pergamos. From this Pergamos, he went back to Babylon. But this time around, it was now Mystery Babylon. Now, let's say, okay, he went to Rome. Let's put in that, because we went through that too. He went to Rome from Pergamos. Isn't it? If you follow he went to Rome. So when he went to this Rome, that was when it was this Babylon that was pagan, whatever. The thing has migrated. Rome was still a idol worshiping place.
Babylon,
So this time, this act of whatever Rome ruling the world, the Bible describes the downfall of that empire as his head being wounded unto death. Then he now went further to say that it revived. And the prophet now said the reviving of it is the movement of Satan from pagan worship to religion. You follow me to this point? We went through all that reading from the seven churches book in details. We'll see it also some things when we when the time comes. Right. Okay. Where we reach, we reach. All right. So we are talking about now the seven heads. Is seven ears. That is clear, right? On which the woman is sitting, or on which the church is sitting. And the church that is sitting in that place is the Roman Catholic Church. We have gone through how it became Roman Catholic Church. How that the original gospel came when the disciples were scattered from the persecution in Jerusalem, and Junius and Andronicus came to Rome, started the church, and the church flourished for some time. But because of misunderstanding and altercations among the Jews, they were expelled from that place. And when they were sent away from that place, that church gradually went back to idolatry. And when the apostles have the opportunity to come back now, they could not persuade these people away from their idolatry. And we also mention how that Polycarp himself came for 1,500 miles to speak to the people, and they refused. That what we are, the way we are doing, that the way we want to do. And the spirit spoke inside of him and said, Ephraim is joined to our idols. Let her alone. So that church that originally started with Pentecostal standards now has become the church of idolatry. And that is the first church in Rome. These brethren now form another church and form yet another church. These two new churches, they stand on the word. This old one, they stand on falsehood, and they become the Roman Catholic Church, and they become the government recognized church, and they become the persecutor of the true church. We went through all that, isn't it? Alright. Amen. So seven heads and ten horns. The seven heads are the seven heads on which the woman is sitting down, which is Rome. Then the ten horns. The scripture here said in verse 12, say, and the ten horns which thou sawest are ten kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. Now the prophet told us that this ten horns, which the scripture here or the angel is talking about ten kings, he said they are dictators. They were not crowned as kings. Say, but they were dictators. Are you following? Let me just read small word over here. You're still down, down. Okay. Paragraph 71. Alright. Just go to where the scripture is there. And the beast that was and is not is reading verse 11. Here. And the beast that was and is not, the 11th verse, and yet is the 8th, and of the 7th, and went into perdition. Proverbs says he will continue on until he is the bottomless pit at the end of the road. He's talking of the beast. We are seeing coming to talk about the beast. Then verse 12. And the 10 horns which thou saw are 10 kings. Now watch here. If you want to see something striking, watch this. There are 10 kings which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. Paragraph 71. He said they are not crowned kings. They are dictators. See, they never was crowned king, but they receive power as kings 1 hour in the reign of the beast. Lord said that is just in this little shadowing time right here now, where dictators are rising up, just like we have military leaders in this country. They are not president. They call them head of state. But who born you not to obey them? There was a time that this present president had to escape for his life. People like Wole Soyinka, whose mouth is sharp like a razor, and people like that. A time came that even Obasanjo himself, the whole of Ebora of Owu, he was heading towards the slaughterhouse. It was God that delivered him. When dictators are in power, nobody breathes. Okay, now the scripture is continuing. Let me go back to verse 4. Say, and the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color. Not only is she sitting on scarlet color beast now, she is also arrayed, dressed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. Now the prophet said, these are arrangements, these are dressing, is to show how worthy she is. Is that not simple enough? If you see somebody always wearing a shirt that is torn, the shoe that is bent, and so on and so forth, all of a sudden, then things change. You begin to see correct shirt, correct suit, correct shoe. You wear one today, another one next week, another one next week, another one next week, another one next week. Will you say the person that things have not changed? Maybe he was riding Bunsaku before. Now he's not riding it is before that pastor used to talk of Pajero. Pajero, don't get him here again now. Porch.
Porch.
Even Cadillac, no get himself again. Porch. Some of these people that are billions. You know that the thing have arrived. Let's leave the remaining. We are trying to explain this woman, how she's arrayed, how she's dressed, carry gold. You know, like some people that used to wear chain, 22 carats is pure gold. That thing is too correct. If you wear it and also have a pendulum, still of the same something, big like this one, dangling here. Some use that one to move money. They move that, yes. When they buy that one, it might be worth 2 million. This thing you put on the neck. You see bamboo also, pure gold. But such people, you also have to be careful in Nigeria. Otherwise, people are ready to call the hand to get the something. If they ask for this one, you don't quickly remove it, they will call this one to make it fast. This woman was decked with gold, arrayed in purple. So this church, which is Catholic church, Roman Catholic church, nobody one is there. I downloaded the aerial view of the Vatican. It's not a big land, it's a small land. But when you see the way it was planned, the prophet said, it was one of the things I noted to. He said, the Babylon in Genesis. He said, this one was planned the same way. When we are talking about that one in Genesis, Nimrod, when he planned that city of Babylon at that time, which was initially named Babel, all the streets flow into the throne. And he made all the nations then to pay tribute to it. And the prophet said, it is the same thing in this modern Babylon. With this mystery Babylon, the way that place is planned, no country has that kind of arrangement. Pure gold. We are still coming to it. Abraham said, they are the ones that have the highest gold in the world. Next to them is the Jews. That's why they are after the Jews. And they will strike a covenant with them. You don't see Pope fighting with Jews. When the war is in there, he will be speaking calmly. The Bible said that he's going to obtain the kingdom by flatteries. He's gradually and gradually to get the thing to himself. Now, this church, if they open a church in Edo, what they will put down there? You know that the resources is not coming from here. But they have access to all the money of the world. Because all the richest people in the world, they are their members. And they already have things said that bring money in. Of course, how does these people make the money to begin with? Number one, they don't rebuke sin. So anyhow, don't bring the money. Whether you kill your father to bring the money, or you kill the your mother to bring the money, all that you need to do is to confess. And you go and say Mary. That's all. You pay money, they pray for you. And that's the religion of these other people also. For all evil you do in this life, when you now die, they will wrap you in white cloth and lay you down, and all their fasts will lie behind your corpse and be doing all the something they are seeing. They will tell the people around the bed that if you are not clean, don't come close. How do they know who is clean? They have their something of who is clean, of how to clean yourself. Yes. So when you are clean, they pray for this one that God forgive you. All the sin has committed, it should go. It is contrary to the scriptures.
It is a deceit of the devil. That is why they live wickedly, because the people behind them will pray for them. The same thing in this religion, the same thing in Catholic also. Then she has in her hand a golden cup that is full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. The prophet said, what is inside this cup? He said, it is her doctrines. And these doctrines are not scriptural. In the course of this topic, we have spoken, before, we have passed the area where they collected the Bible from the audience, where it is only the priest, they say, they have the right to read the scripture, and then tell the people. So whatever they say is in the scripture, that is what the people take, and go away with it. There is no cross-checking. They don't do it like it's in the scripture. The Bible said that the people of Berea, they were more noble than those of Thessalonica. Why were they more noble? He said the thing that they had, they went to go and check inside the word of God whether they were sold. But this one, you don't have any way of checking anything, because they have collected this here from you and tell you that you cannot understand. So it's the priest that can understand. I've said it before. One day I was in an office. So we wanted to pray. Then a girl was looking for a paper to put on her head. I said, what do you need it for? She said, you want to cover her head now. I said, who tell you to cover your head? I said, the Bible says now. I said, can you open where the Bible says you cover your head? Of course, she does not know where it is in the Bible. So may I open it? See, if the Bible says you cover your head, we will go find out from that same Bible, how are you to cover the head? And with what? When we read it together in that place, she saw it very clearly that the Bible said that the hair of the woman is given her for her covering. It doesn't say you cannot wear headgear. It's just part of dressing. But it is not the covering. You can wear art as a woman. You can even cover everything like leha. Anyhow, the law is not against it. The message is not against it. With whatever you use to cover your head or anything, the scripture or the water is not against it. You may wear hat, you may wear scarf, you may wear headgear, which they call gele, and you may leave it without putting anything there. You are still in order as long as you don't cut your hair. Then the prophet begin to ask questions. Say, what she is having in the golden cup in her hand, the abominations and the filthiness of her fornication, they are the unscriptural doctrines, which were Paul called doctrines of devils. Any doctrine that is unscriptural is a doctrine of devils. Amen. Verse 5. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon, the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. We have explained that earlier. This is Mystery Babylon. It is not literal Babylon that you can see on the world map. As we see Nigeria, inside Nigeria you will see Lagos, you see Abuja, you see Ibadan, you see whatever. But where this angel is referring to, It is not a place on earth that you can see a country or a city that is written Babylon. That is not where the angel is referring to. He said it is mystery Babylon, a mysterious Babylon, mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. That is why all the descriptions of how to locate where she is, how to see her works, how to see who she's controlling, it is peoples, tongues, nations, languages are influenced spread all over the world. Amen. You follow me to this point? And we understand to this point? God bless you. Verse 6. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. She was drunk. Not with wine, not with water, but with the blood of the saints. It's not a literal woman. It's a church. And this church has been drinking, not literal drinking like this. The interpretation is that she is responsible for the shedding of the blood of the saints and martyrs of Jesus. When Brabham was treating this in the church ages, he said, even on the history of Catholic Church, of martyrdom, they have a record of 68 million that she put to death in the dark ages. Are they criminals? People that disagree with them. That's what the angel was showing to John. And when John saw it, he said, he wondered with great admiration. Hey! What is this? The revelation shook him. The angel told him, why are you marveling? I will show you the mystery of this beast, of this woman, and the beast that carry her. I will give you more details. That is why he now went further to talk about the seven heads, talk about the 10 horns, talk about the kings, successive, how they are, whatever, talk like that. And talk about the mind that has wisdom. Glory to God. And the angel said unto me, wherefore the angel that marvel, I will tell thee the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carried her, which hath the seven heads and 10 horns. Amen. I think we have talked about the seven heads and 10 horns, right? The seven heads are the seven heads. The 10 horns are dictators. And all those have been explained. Glory to God. We talk about the cup that she had, the golden cup. And also how she was drunken with the blood of the saints and of the martyrs. Then he now said here, I think verse 8. Let's read verse 8. He said, the beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the heart shall wander. whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is. Glory to God. Oh my, thank God for a prophet too. If there is no prophet, you can go and spend 10 years in a theological school. The more you look, the less you will see. The less you will see. The people that go there, they are there. The prophet sometimes call that place cemetery. He said the small thing that you know, that is why it is removed from you. When we were in Asosam, there was a brother that came around, and he was talking that he wants to go to Bible school. We talked to him, you know, from that time till now, we don't know where he ended it. I'm sure he will have become a big man in one denomination somewhere. Whether join existing one or the one he will form by himself. We have seen so many people come around this message. Some have spent 20 years, some 25, some 15, some 10. After some time, they do like this, preach their something towards Sodom. Small off. We are still praying for people, especially our loved ones. Those ones are still under our prayers. And we also pray generally for the bride of Christ. Because the prophet said, until the last member enter in, the rapture will not take place. So if the one that went to Bible school, if he's part of us, then something will happen wherever the person is that will make him to come back looking for the truth. But by the grace of God, we that are here, we are here. We are here, we know the move. Because we are persuaded. Like Peter said, that this message has the words of eternal life. This is the mind of God for this our time. So we are waiting for others to come and join us. Amen. Which part do I realize now? Verse 8. Alright. Right. This beast, the prophet told us in a number of sermons, this beast, he said, is Rome. In number of sermons. He call it Satan sometimes. Yeah. Then this beast. Oh, sorry. I was talking of dragon. Oh. The beast. We have talked about it all this while. The beast is the Pope. Pope. In a literal language. Not to dance acrobatic. The Pope is the beast. The prophet told us of the stages before he came to become the beast. He started as Antichrist. When he was teaching Antichrist spirit, he started in a time of Brother Paul. Brother Paul was saying, as I've been telling you before, I'm also telling you now that the Antichrist spirit has already entered the world. Are you following me? The prophet told us when he was teaching the seven churches that was how he operated in that age of Ephesus. From there, he graduated to become a false prophet. From the false prophet, he became the beast. It is at this level of the beast that is going to be incarnated. That Satan will incarnate him. Like the prophet said, that Jesus Christ is the incarnate God. Is that correct? Then he told us that Satan came to his headship in the time of Jesus Christ, in the person of Judas, because Satan literally entered into Judas.
Now, when both of them left the world, both Jesus and Judas, the spirit of Judas, of Jesus, came back to the church. And this spirit in Judas also entered into his people, his lineage. And they are the ones that have been persecuting the saints. And it's been coming all these years. It got to a time that the mother's spirit, the one that killed, that first of all killed in the beginning was Cain, isn't it? Then we came to Judas, is the one that killed Jesus. This thing have been going. We also see the people in the dark ages, the church that we have been talking about, Catholic Church, killing the saints. And it keep growing. It keep growing. Do you know that up till now, it's still happening in the world, that they are still killing Christians? You don't know. You know they follow news. I see red one yesterday, that when they kill some Christians in Nigeria, that they bury the news. In the north. We only hear of Leah. That girl that stood her ground. That talked for Christ. And these boys converse together. Allah. And then, I don't know how you are calling the name of God and stoning somebody. I don't understand. I don't understand. But is it going on quietly? It happens once in a while. Especially in this country, they are very specialized in burying any news. They know it will cause religious crime. They just bury it quietly. Bribe some people, tell the whatever, all the news. If you publish it, that's the end of your newspaper or whatever. It was a white woman that was talking of news yesterday. When I saw the internet, I said that when they kill Christians in Nigeria, he said they buried the news. In the minister's group, once in a while we used to have prayer requests they will send in there, that is also country that they have lined some people up to be murdered, telling us to be praying for the brethren there. It still happening. Who are those people? Christians don't steal. They don't fight. They don't commit adultery. What did they steal from your market? What's the cause of the death? What's the reason for the killing? Only that they are just serving God. The one that was preaching on the street in some country, they were there. Don't be preaching. Stop preaching. Say Jesus is Lord. I say Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior. He said keep quiet. If you don't see keep quiet, they will arrest him. We realized Sunday that we are still coming to something in this our own age also. In the time of the squeeze, or in another language, the pressure. I remember that some years ago, when we were in Igboloyin Convention, when Bradley preached on a sermon there, the pull to return. I don't know whether some people remember the sermon. I don't tell you, say, when they call to spiritual things, those are not things that I used to eat. Food does not have any effect on those outstanding messages when I hear it. So when he was talking of this area, he said the Bible used in one place pressure, the other one squeeze, or me or the prophet. He said if you pick an orange, you can use something to press the juice out. If you also squeeze it, the juice will also come out.
But the end result is that the Jews must come out. Now, what he's saying is that the purpose of the squeeze and the purpose of the pressure is to get the very best out of us. Yes, sir. The people that are wishy-washy, that is when they will stand right. The people that think they don't have faith, that time they will have faith. Because the prophet made a statement, he said, supreme grace will give supreme faith for the supreme hour. When that hour arrives, then the prophet said that we will not die emmas as they died emmas in the previous ages, but some may die. But there will be a display of power from God when God will show his power that is beyond the enemy. Amen. Right. So the prophet said, this beast that was, no, he said, the association of popes, and it's not, I shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. Why perdition? The prophet said, when he talked about the bottomless pit that ascend out of the bottomless pit, he said, where does all the doctrines of the Catholic come from? He said, they are from the bottomless pit. They don't have scripture foundation. They cannot point to it that this is what we are obeying. They can't say this is what we are following. They cannot bring it out in the scripture. He said their doctrines come from the bottomless pit. And the whole thing, he said, it will wind up in perdition. He said that will be the end. Okay, let me read the scripture if you will not mind. Okay, now the prophet, okay, talk about the final of the Pope, the Catholic Church, and all of it, their end. No, the judgment, I say, is more in Revelation 18. But Revelation 19, 1 and 2, Rabbam said that that verse 2 ends everything about them. And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, hallelujah, salvation, and glory, and honor, and power unto the Lord our God. He said, for true and righteous are his judgments. For he hath judged the great all. We did corrupt the earth with our fornication, and hath avenged the blood of his servants our hands. And again they said, hallelujah. And our smoke rose up forever and ever. But one said that is the final end. Let's proceed. We have gone through verse 9, verse 10, verse 11, verse 12. Now verse 13, which is a flow over of verse 12. Verse 12 talk about the 10 horns, which you say is 10 kings that receive no kingdom, which the prophet said that they are dictators. Verse 13 said, these shall have one mind and shall give their strength, their power and strength unto the beast. Now the prophet said, these dictators, most of them, they are in communist countries. That is why the prophet keeps saying that communism is not our problem. He said, it's not the enemy we have. He said, our enemy is Rome. Abraham said that this communism was raised up by God for a purpose. And this purpose is to judge the great all. They are the one that we know at the, when they discover that he has deceived them at the end of the day, hatred will now come inside. And they are the one that will burn out with fire. That's why the prophet said, he said, one bomb is in Russia.
with US name on it. He said they are the one that will blow US. That is just said the Lord. Nothing changes that. The prophet has seen it and it is settled. Amen. I don't know. I just look at the time and I'm not just reading much as I thought I would be reading. Yeah. What verse are we now? Verse 13, I just finished. Say, this shall make war with the lamb. And the lamb shall overcome them. The lamb shall do what? Shall overcome them. For he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. Amen. The prophet preached a lengthy sermon on that inside of this. Why are we not a denomination? But we don't have time to go into that. And he said unto me, the water which thou sowest, we are the all seated, our peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. We have gone through that, isn't it? And the 10 horns which thou sowest upon the beast, these shall eat the all. I just said that now. And shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. The prophet said, that is what God raised up the communism for. When you see everybody talking the way they are talking, we know the final end of the OT. Putin, whether he's the one that will be there that time or not, we don't know. But he is as stubborn as stone. He is as stubborn as iron. Nothing bending. He's never scared. Talk with you, wants to talk. The war between Russia and Ukraine, the thing that Russia have wasted, can feed Nigeria for 20 years. Yet, they still have their money. No. It's because the time has not come. When the time comes, you will see something. Of course, when some of these things will happen, we will have left. But we already have in prophecy everything that will happen. That's why when I understood a little about this message, and I gave myself for it, everything on earth, I count it as secondary. I will respect anybody as a brother, as father, as mother, as friend, and as everything. But when you are tampering with this thing that I stand for, that is why you will know me, my true color. I'm not going to curse you, and I will not insult you. I will just tell you bluntly that this thing you are talking about, that is your own. No, I told you before. When it comes to what I believe, I don't look free. So my uncle that is next to my dad, he understood that one about 30 years ago. He understood that. He thought he can remove 30 years from this my year. I was not 30 then. Yes. But then, I'm taking my stand. Say, as you go and say this one, say what? This is what I understood about this matter here. It's okay. Say, what about if you hear that I kiss somebody, and they say that if they can get somebody to witness that I'm not the one, and you are called upon, what are you going to say? My senior brother was sitting down there. Now only three of us.
I said, look at this man. This is my senior brother. The firstborn of my daddy and mother. If he keep, and I know he's the one that keep, and I'm asked to talk at all, I will tell them that this is my that keep the person. That's when he closed his mouth. He's very wise man. He's a wise man. Because what that thing means is that who are you? This is closer to me than you. We came out from the same womb. We have the same DNA in us. Who be you? But from that time, he respects me more than anything. No, sometimes when we don't take our stand, we thought I want to get people's respect. You are killing yourself. The world is looking for somebody that will take their stand. They may not say it in your presence. They will respect you. They will respect you. When he wrote his will, he put my name as one of the trustees. I have a copy of it in my drawer as I stand here. Last year he called me. He said, if I go, he said, this is my daughter that is there. He said, please draw her close. He said, don't let them cheat her. I said, don't worry. Don't worry. If the Lord keep us over here, no Allah. If you don't start for something, you fall for anything. Oh yes, you fall for anything. I don't fear death. Because that is the worst that people can use to scare. While I'm here now, if somebody just point a gun from the window, I know where I will come out. I know that in the next second, I'm in a brand new body. Because my family will feel it. But God will put gel there. May God be our help. This thing that we stand for is a reality. It's a reality. Brothers, stand for it. Live for it. All wishy-washy life, drop there. Young men, Peter said, I wrote unto you, because you are strong. You have strength to defend it. You have strength to stand for it. Don't use your strength for evil things. Use it for God, because the end is closer than we think about. Yeah, the end is close. Don't waste your time on things that doesn't have any value. Remember, one day, you will have need of God. Oh yes, you will have need of God. Ladies, may the Lord be your help. Stand for the truth. Stand for God. Don't live. You don't even have a second value of life. Your life does not have second value. If your egg fall on the ground, if your egg fall on the ground, it can never be gathered. May God be your help. This thing you put, you carry, you use clothes to cover that is called flesh. It's your flesh. I don't care the way it is decorated. It is flesh. You know, bad for one day, it will be smelling. Yes. Irrespective of the decoration. No, I'm not talking about loving that. Loving that can kill odor. I'm talking of the natural design. Yes. Some people may not bath for 1 week and be using perfume. Which I think that's why many people use perfume. They don't bath clean.
for our man.
So they need something to kill the odor. But you are a sissy. Yeah, that's what the prophet said. You are a sissy. If you need perfume, we will know. If you need it, we will know. The prophet said, if you have an offensive odor, a foul odor, that will not be able to make you to stand before people, and they will like be closing their mouth, I mean, nose and things like that, then you know that some people maybe from back, they have that problem. I don't know what caused it. Some people say that they don't even wash them clean, and so on and so forth. And that body odor will never leave that person. Whatever is responsible for it, you can use cleaning if that happens to be killing it. But not the 24-hour smell. Because this perfume, the some are written 24 hours. Brother Bram said he went somewhere to go and preach. He said Billy Graham just left. He said they told him that Billy Graham from where he is standing, that 15 feet, that he is smelling his perfume. He is not our own messenger. Brother Bram is our messenger. So know it very, very clear. And you follow our messenger. And for your information, Brother Abraham said that in every age, when God chooses his messenger, he also designs, he chooses the people that will follow him. He designed them like that. So I don't know how you are designed. You have to be designed in the way the prophet was made out. In the way he was satisfied and contented. In the way he preaches his message. It has to give you contentment.
May the Lord be our help. If you are a man here or a woman here,
we don't believe in disrespect. If you are young, respect the old people. Respect the old people. Respect is scriptural. It is a terrible thing. Maybe I see Robert. Me and him, we are somewhere. Then the carry broom is sweeping. Then I will be going so that I can sweep. Or raise up my leg so that I can sweep. We type of something is that one. You lack respect. You lack respect. We are not just coming here to say amen. Christianity is an experience and a life. Yes. If you don't have a life that is backing your whatever, you are an escort here. Yes. There must be a life that follows. Don't be somebody of the age of your father. Give something and then you go and just sit down and be eating. What are you eating? May God have mercy upon us. Or child will see parents will not greet or whatever. All those rotting whatever is not part of what we stand for here. Yes. We don't stand for those rubbish here. We stand for purity. We stand for righteousness. We stand for holiness. We stand for humility. There are principles the word of God have established. And that is where we stand. You don't stand for foolishness. You try that one here, you will be trashed.
The all and the daughters.
The next time, then we'll go to Revelation 13. Then after that we'll end it all in Revelation 14. The Lord will have his blessing upon it. Do you understand to this point where we reach? May the Lord give us understanding. If you don't understand anything, you are very free to ask questions. Like I always said, the prophet said, when you join a church, find out what they believe. Don't just sit down. Find out what they believe there. Find out what they teach. Yes.
I was telling one young man recently, he doesn't like to be sitting down in church. I said, don't you love God? Don't you love the word of God? I said, if you can ask us questions on what we are saying, then by the time we discuss, then it's likely you'll be able to correct us where we are wrong. Yes. Oh, sure, that's how to present it. May God be our help. I love this message with all my heart. It has transformed my life. Now, there is nothing again on this earth that is attractive to me than this message. I want God's way to be my way. As I journey here below, for there is no other way that a child of God should go. Who do the road be steep and rough? If God leads me, is enough. Yes, I want God's way to be my way. Every day. Yes, I want God's way. I want God's way to be my way. As I journey here below, oh, for there is no other way that a child of God should go. Yes, oh, the road be steep and rough. If God leads me, is enough. I want God's way to be my Let it not be just a song. Let it be a reality. Because the only way that is right is God's way. Every man's way is right in his own eyes. But man's ways and God's ways, they are different. Man's ways are wrong. But the way of God is right. Like this song said, though the road be steep and rough, but if God can lead me, that is all I want. It is enough for me. God did not promise a flowery bed of ease, but he promised grace to be sufficient for every situation, for every circumstance. Yes, sir. Whatever happens, let the sun shine. Let the sun not shine. Let the rain fall. Let the rain not fall. Let everything be mountain, or let everything be valley. As long as God is on the throne, as long as God is leading, he will lead us aright. He can never lead us astray. His way is right. And the way of God is the word of God. Is there anything you are battling with this message? Or you are not clear? Remember, what you have heard is the truth. Whether you follow it or you don't follow it, you have the others, you have the privilege to ask for more explanation. We can take hours with you alone to talk and to explain. Because that is our duty. But when you have asked, and you have said you understood, and you have said amen to it, and you go and do otherwise, the rest is between you and God. And for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We will follow the message. We will believe the message. We will obey the message. We will stand for what is right. We will live right by the special grace of God. If the enemy comes on the right or on the left, who trust God to fight him away. This is our life. It's an individual affair.
Anybody outside of this Malachi 4 is under the control of the beast, of the great all. There is no middle way. There is no sitting on the fence. A day of judgment is coming when everybody will receive what they have done in this flesh. When you are following this way, trials may come, temptations may come, storms of life may come, persecution may come, road may be rough, but God will give grace. I was telling them somewhere yesterday that Joseph, with a vision that God gave to him, he saw himself sitting on a throne somewhere, and the brothers bowed down to him. He got to a point that he was sold as a slave, from a slave to a prisoner. Yet, he knew that that vision is still correct. He knew that one day it will come to pass. At a point, it looked as if the hour has come, but it has not yet come. It still remained 2 years after he has connection with the palace through the chief butler. And he said, remember me when you start enjoying. Remember me. The man forgot him. But in 2 years' time, God remembered him. And when God remembered him, it is once and for all. This time, Joseph only suffered for 13 years. Not even throughout all the 13 years anyway. Because when he was in the house of Potiphar, he was still honored and the rest of it. Only the thought that he has in his mind is his experience with his brethren, how he was sold and the rest of it. But 13 years he was separated from his people. And he came to the right hand of Pharaoh, 30 years of age. This Joseph lived additional 80 years as the governor. Even if we say he suffered for 13 years, he enjoyed for 80 years as the governor. There is a reward at the end of this journey. What vision do you have of yourself? Do you see yourself sitting with Jesus Christ on his throne? Do you see yourself sitting with the overcomers? What's the vision in your heart? This is the truth. How many of us want God's way? How many want God to have preeminence in his life or in our life? I say, God, just be gracious to me. I want your way, and I want you to have preeminence in my life. If that is a request you have, just lift up your hand to the Almighty God that created heaven and earth. As I call the pastor of this church to proclaim blessings. If you are sleeping and you cannot pray, neither can you even hear the prayer request, you will miss all the blessings. Just lift up your hand to God as the pastor pray. God bless you.
Bless the Heavenly Father. We come before the throne of mercy at this time again, through the blood that you shed at Calvary for us.
Yes.
We thank you because this your blood speaks better things than that of Abel.
Oh, yes.
That of Abel speaks of vengeance and judgment, but yours speaks of forgiveness.
Yes.
We ask, O gracious Father, may be privileged to sit down and hear your word again today. Lord, hands are up everywhere. Lord, we pray that you forgive all our shortcomings.
Amen.
Forgive all our mistakes.
Yes,
Lord.
Father.
Whatever we have done that is wrong, may it come under the blood.
Yes, Father.
Just like you told them in Egypt, if I see the blood, then yeah, I pass over you.
Yes, Lord.
We want to ask, Master, that as many as are not yet under the blood, may you bring them under the blood, Lord. For you are the baptizer, you are the one that can do it.
Yes.
Nobody else can do it.
Yes, Lord.
May you do it for as many as needed it, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ. He sends that up. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus,
yes,
whatsoever those need might be, may you grant her to us.
Amen.
Father, we have been made to know that it's not only the hearers alone that are justified, but the doers of your word.
Yes.
May we not be hearers alone, Lord.
Yes, Father.
Give us grace to be doers of
yes,
your word.
Father.
Give us revelation of what we have heard.
Yes.
Give us ability to live by the same.
Yes, Father.
Lord, when persecution comes upon us as regards what we believe, help us to taste high.
Yes, Father.
May we not count our lives
yes,
worthy
Father.
Of anything.
Yes, Father.
Lord, may we give our lives freely, Lord, to stand for what is right.
Amen.
Just as the apostle did of old.
Oh, God.
Grant it, Father.
Yes, Father.
Thank you, Master.
Yes, Lord.
You have taught us your word that whatsoever thing we desire, when we ask in prayer, we should believe that we have received.
Yes, Father.
Then shall we have it.
Yes, Lord.
Whatsoever things we have in mind, that made us to raise our hands unto thee and be the law of gravity, oh Father. May we believe we have received, Lord.
Yes.
And may we have it, oh Lord.
Yes.
As we wait for the manifestation of the answers to our prayers. Lord, may we never listen to any suggestion of the enemy.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Yes, Father.
Blessed be thy name.
Amen.
Replenish your servant that you have used.
Yes.
Little the honor of his ministry and that of others, Lord. May the blessings be permanent in our lives.
Amen.
May they all turn to testimony for your glory and for your honor.
Oh, yes, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Yes.
In Jesus' precious name, we pray.
Amen. Thank you, sir. God bless you. God bless you. We bid Mama Godspeed when she going back to Lagos. That's Islam. Our next service is 2 o'clock. Brian, God bless you. Thank you for coming. God bless you.
God bless you.
Rayemi Adekunle Ami. God bless you.
That's all.
We'll be seated again by 2 o'clock. By 3 o'clock will be the worship service. Oh, no, 2:30 I mean to say. Then by 3 o'clock, then the preacher takes the book. Then we close. 4 o'clock. Today. Miss Banner overall. Yeah, we'll see close with
1:25.
We are looking for his coming, the clouds of heaven. The message of his coming, 1:25. His car in the class of heaven, coming back to us.